Mrs. Yo, apparently married to Abhimanyu, with her mother-in-law, Jogila, sister-in-law, Kogila, they're making so much problem, and Krishna's in Nandagaon, and they want to meet, they can't meet, there's so many difficulties. Or she might be Radhika's in mind, and she won't meet with Krishna, so many difficulties. Or the opposite party, she might be Radhika's Sapaksha, then Vipaksha, they're also making difficulties. Krishna comes to meet with Srimati Radhika, and then Chandravi's friends say, oh, come on, come on, Chandravi's waiting. And Krishna goes and spends some time there. So many difficulties. But actually they weren't. In Prem Sampur, Srimati Radhika explains to Krishna. Krishna comes disguised as a very beautiful heavenly damsel. Srimati Radhika thinks, oh, who is this beautiful girl? I wonder if you should be my friend. And the beautiful girl says, yes, I want to be with you forever and ever and ever. So, Radhika explains to this beautiful girl about their love. And she says, people think we're two people in love. This is not true. Actually, we are one soul with two bodies. Or two lotus flowers, like two lotus flowers with a single stem. So they're one, but for pastime purposes they become two. And then, in the person of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again they become one. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna, but in the mood of Srimati Radhika. So more beautiful than Krishna, and more merciful than Krishna also. So many qualities. Then, another very amazing thing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna prema pralayate, he gave prema freely. When Brahadev came, we don't hear that he distributed prema freely to everybody. Even when Ramchandra came, we don't hear that hundreds and thousands of people were assembled and that they all received prema. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, hundreds and thousands, even millions of people came and chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, completely absorbed in ecstatic prema. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And even more amazing, that Krishna Chaitanya, he's distributing the highest praise, not just he's giving praise, but the very highest praise, and to the lowest people, he's coming in Kali Yuga. We're very disqualified. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, you go and meet everybody, just beg alms from them. What alms? Oh, please chant Hare Krishna. So they came upon two drunken rascals fighting. Jagai Mata. And Nityananda Prabhu, he asked, who are these people? So somebody explained to him who they are. He said, oh, how rotten they are. Haridas, you should find some way to deliver them. And Haridas said, oh, I think you've already delivered them. Now I'll see how you do it. So what was their qualification? Jagai Mata. They were coming in a Brahmin family, but they become drunk every simple activity they committed. When Jamaraj, he was going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he asked his scribe, his chief scribe, he said, how many simple activities did Jagai Mata commit? This was after Jagai Mata had been delivered. How many simple activities did he commit? They said, we've got armies and armies of people writing them all down, and we can't write them all down. And Yamaraj painted that how merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he wiped out all of these sins. So what was their qualification? They didn't have any qualification at all, and that was their qualification. That was why Nityananda Prabhu wanted to deliver them, to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And another very wonderful thing about Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that when Krishna came, he said, Saradharma Parijaya, Malikam Saradam Raja, you should surrender to me. Brahmabhutta Prasannatma, Nashotsi, Nathamshati, Samasardeshu Bhuteshu, Madhbhaktiva Bhade Brahma. First of all, you come on the Brahmabhutta platform. You become completely purified. No hankering, no lamenting. Then I'll give you my bhakti, not until. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has wiped this out. No qualification. It doesn't matter, you're qualified, you're not qualified. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they're drunk in praying. They don't see whether anyone's qualified or not qualified. Giving bread to everybody. Everybody. And then, another very wonderful qualification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he is sending his associates, his very dear associates, generation after generation after generation after generation. Now we're in the association of, what, 11th or 12th association, generation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they're giving this very highest praise. Giving the very highest praise. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narpatichirin Charakaralayavatiranakalo, Samapayat, the Munnato Jolar Sons of Bhaktishya. He was tasting and distributing Munnato Jolaras. And his associates are coming, and they're giving the praise of the associates of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. This is the highest, most intimate love for the least qualified people. So in this way and so many other ways, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such a glorious incarnation. And now we've come in the association of his very glorious associate to perform glorious Sri Navadi Parikrama. Nitai Go Premande!
Van Maharaj, 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
আমরা মাধুর জন্মই ধামে আমরা উপস্থিত হয়েছি। গৌরহরি মর্মবেত্তা সর্বনাম রায়ানন্দের সিদ্ধান্তকে অনুসারী সেই গৌরসুন্দর হলেন কে? তিনি হলেন রাধা রাধা গোবিন্দে রাধা গোপীনাথ এবং রাধা মদন মোহনের মিথুনী ভূত অথবা শালিঙ্গিত তনু বিগ্রহ সচিনন্দনের গৌরহরি সচিনন্দনের গৌরহরি ত্রিপিপাত্রে নিত্য তার ধাম যাকে সত্যি ধান বলে ব্রহ্ম সংহিতায় বর্ণন করা হয়েছে।
আমাদের সেই করবার অভিজ্ঞ
অভিনয় যেন জাগে অহংকার তো হয়ে যাবে আমি সেবা করি কিন্তু সেবা করার জন্য আমার একটা হৃদয়ের মধ্যে বৃদ্ধি জাগে তাই শিল মহাদেবের চরণে বারবার প্রার্থনা করি তিনি আমায় কৃপা আশীর্বাদ করুন যেন গুরু বৈষ্ণবকে গুরু বৈষ্ণবকে মনোভীষ্ট সেবা করবার আমার সৌভাগ্য প্রার্থী
ज्ञानांजन सलाकया चरसु